We challenge the popular view that planting trees is a credible way of slowing global warming. That's a quote from William Bond, Emeritus Professor at UCT and lead author of new research done by the university around trees for carbon, which is a very popular. All right, we acknowledge that we're putting carbon into the atmosphere, but we'll make up for it. We'll plant 100,000 trees. William, good afternoon.
Hello, John.
What is the problem with the idea that tea planting is the solution or part of a solution to reduce greenhouse gases and global warming?
Well, it takes enormous areas to make any dent at all. And the particular problem for Africa is that it's not replacing forests that have been deforested, which is a noble aim. It's putting trees where they never were before, where they haven't been for millions of years, and calling it forest restoration. So this is just completely inappropriate. And when we look at the amount of carbon that's actually sucked up by the trees, it makes a negligible contribution.
I don't know why I was under the impression that the tree planting was happening where trees historically grew and through deforestation had been removed, but the evidence says they're not.
No, Africa is the grassiest continent, and it has been so for hundreds of thousands of years, indeed millions of years, through repeated natural wildfires. And the evidence has all come together in the last 20 or 30 years, but the people who are planning these afforestation, these global afforestation projects, are completely unaware of the work that has been done. And we are really worried about their ignorance.
I mean, I've been through parts of Gabon and the Central African Republic and the Republic of Congo, Brazzaville, and the DRC, and there's a truly scary amount of logging going on there. So if these programs were focusing on replanting areas that have been logged and not properly restored, which is the case in most logging areas in that part of the world, would it make more sense then?
Yes, that would make a lot of sense. What's worrying us would be, for example, targeting our Drakensberg grasslands and saying that these should all be planted up with trees. And for the last 20 years or so, we've been cutting down trees because of the alien invasive trees because of their impact on water supply, for example. And we also recognize that our grasslands are also ancient. We used to think that they were brand new, created after the arrival of Iron Age farmers. Now we know that they, too, are millions of years old, and they're crammed full of remarkable species, and for that reason alone, from the conservation side, they are of interest. And then in terms of water supply, they are the precious and best land cover for providing us with water for Gauteng and the rest of the country.
So, I mean, there is something called the Bonn Challenge, which is an EU, I think it's EU-led project to restore, and I use the word restore in vocal question marks, vocal scare quotes, across 3.5 million square kilometers by 2030. And much of the land targeted is in Africa, and is much of the land targeted by the Bonn project unsuitable?
We would say so, yes. The area suitable for reforestation, as they call it, which is not reforestation, it's afforestation, almost exactly matches the grasslands and savannas of Africa. And Africa is targeted because it's assumed that we have all this empty space and the Northern Hemisphere can export their industrial problems to us to sort it out. We think that the Bonn Challenge, 3.5 million square kilometers, is about half the size of the Australian continent. It's a vast area, and they want to do that in the next 10 years. There's hardly time to take breath before people are out there planting trees. And then we really get worried when the news channels extol the virtues of Ethiopia, breaking the record for planting millions of trees in a day, Where are they planting them? Do they know what the impacts will be? It's a crazy rush, and we're alarmed at how poorly it's been thought through.
Okay. And are you alone in this nervous voice, this cautionary voice, or are there scientists in Europe who might have the ear of the people behind the Bron project to say, let's look at this again?
Well, there's growing skepticism on planting trees as a means of trying to reduce carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. You have far greater impacts by reducing the emissions, reducing fossil fuel use. That has a huge impact and a very rapid impact on CO2 in the atmosphere. And more people are recognizing that tree planting is actually just deflecting people's concerns.
Thank you very much, Professor William Bond, Emeritus Professor at UCT, lead author of the research that we have been discussing.